Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Bully Effect. I am your host, Penny Jean. Sorry about that. Blog Talk was having a few technical difficulties. Glad that we could make it back on the air live today. And live with me, usually I would, you know, go around, but I'm cut short on time. Thanks, Blog Talk. Live today with me here on The Bully Effect, the one, the only, Frank. Frank, are you live with us?
Hey, what's going on there?
I'm doing pretty good. Sorry about that. Blog Talk is just, I don't know, being stubborn today, I reckon.
That's
but
all right.
I'm glad that we got it up and running quickly. If you could introduce yourself to all our voices out there.
Yeah, I'm Frank Palangi. I'm a rock artist from upstate New York here. And thanks for tuning in today, guys. What's going on today?
Well, for myself, I'm excited to have Frank with us. And let me tell you out there, he is an incredible, incredible artist here. You've got some talent, Frank.
Thanks. It's a lot of practice. Practice and hard work.
How long have you been in the, we'll go ahead and say, entertainment industry?
I've been playing guitar since 13 or so, but I haven't really, I would say, I call it like, I don't even want to call it like semi-professional, whatever you want to call it, indie scene. Probably the last 6 years, I would say, since 2010.
Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and just jump right into one of your songs briefly before we do so. The first one I actually want to play is Break These Chains. What inspired you to come up with this song?
Well, it was kind of a funny story. It was actually Thanksgiving, and before we went out to lunch, I picked up the guitar and I had like 20 minutes. So I was just figuring I was going to doodle around. I started making up those chords and stuff, and basically the melody and some of the lyrics just kind of come to me. That's kind of how it is. I say break these chains because it's almost a song where you want to move on, you want to stay positive, and you want to put the things that maybe you've done in the past, you know, just clear them away from your head, you know. So it's a very, hopefully it's a very uplifting message and help people, you know, move on with some things that they're going through.
Awesome, awesome. And without further ado, here live on The Bully Effect, debuting on The Bully Effect, Frank Palangi. Break these chains.
the fate you will make.
And that was Break These Chains by our guest here, Frank Polanyi. And let me tell you, I really like the beat. Of course, I am a hard rock, heavy metal fan. So this is like right up my alley. And if you really listen to the words, what I find that your song here can really fit in to the message we are trying to spread in our anti-bully awareness and education out there. Breaking the chains. Breaking, you know, with the words and how people just bring you down. And
yeah,
this is so appropriate for the bully effect. So this is awesome.
You're welcome.
So, being that this is the bully effect, I have a question for you, sir. Have you ever been bullied?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately.
I think every one of us has either been bullied, has seen somebody been bullied. Even some of us may have been the bully at one time in our lives. But if you would, if you don't mind, could you share one of your stories with our listeners?
A lot of it is school related. I mean, grade school, high school. You know, I grew up with chronic allergies and asthma. I wasn't allowed to play sports. You know, I couldn't go outside. I couldn't do a lot of stuff that other kids would do. Sometimes I get harped on that, but I tell you, most of the times, even the bully kids would respect that. They'd say, "Oh, this Frank has asthma. He can't do that." But once in a while, you know, they'll jive at you and they'll try to stab you in the back, all that kind of stuff. But mostly kids are kids, you know, knocking down books in the hallways or stabbing you with pencils or like all this weird stuff. But mostly the main thing for me, which has been a little bit of a drive, is when I was in high school, I was kind of the only solo artist guy. You know, there's all these bands and stuff and all these bands that were in my high school, they kind of made fun of me because they're like, "Oh, Frank's the solo guy." And they made fun of me to a point where it's almost like laughable, you know, or they start to, you know, put stuff in your backpacks. They dump, you know, liquids all over your books. And, you know, I've been lucky, though. I've never gotten in a fight or anything physical, but mentally and stuff done to my materials, you know, have been pretty brutal. But, you know, kids are terrible. I've gotten verbally attacked and all that stuff, you know. And
I've been right there with you. Most of my bullying has happened throughout my educational part there of my life. And being that I grew up in a different time, these kids like have it so much worse than what we did, because when we left school, that bullying stayed there. It didn't follow us home like it does now on social media. You know,
Yeah.
But again, I am always telling all these kids out there, if there's somebody cyberbullying you, you can report it, and you can also block them. Don't tolerate it. Do something. Stand up for yourself. And this show is just flying by, and I'm hoping somewhere down the line we can have like a part two. And
sure.
But yes. But right now, I would like to play the second song that we are going to play here on The Bully Effect, and a little bit of info behind Hope. Right?
Hope is, you know, it was a bit of an outreach for me, besides what I normally put out. Hope is a very positive rock song. I wanted it that way. I wanted to write, I mean, all my songs have a positive message, but this was very specific. And, you know, I was watching things on TV about missing person cases and even some of the bullying stuff. And, you know, just people kind of down on their luck and things. And I started writing this song, and my dad had come in, he listened to it, and he's like, "What's that song?" He goes, you actually do that. He goes, "You got to make a version and put it out there." He goes, "Try to put it out for free or whatever you can do, just so people can listen to it." And I think people can relate to it in their own ways, what they're going through. I always try to make it specific but generic enough where it's not, you know, just one type of subject, because you want to reach that audience. But I hope it definitely reaches people. I do.
I certainly do, too, because you're live on The Bully Effect, Frank Falangi. And that was Frank Palangi in Hope. Frank, again, another uplifting song. And how apropos also here to be aired on The Bully Effect, because everybody should have a little hope.
That's right.
Spread
it out there.
That's right. And again, I want to apologize for the technical difficulties Blog Talk was trying to throw my way, but I'm so thankful you were able to call in. Again, I would like to set up a part two to get more of your message through your song out there to the world, because here on Blog Talk Radio, you are heard all around the world. And if you could give a final thought, what would it be?
I would say stand up for yourself, believe in yourself, don't let others put you down. And I'll give you my quote. I have no plan B on backing down on my dreams. So just go after what you love.
Awesome. And if you would like to follow Frank here on Twitter, it is on the link here to this evening's episode. And if you feel like dropping in and joining his No Plan B group for Frank Palangi here, feel free to do so. That link is also posted. And if you would like to download any of his songs, please do not hesitate to contact myself or Stephen Lewis. And you can do that directly through Facebook on our page, The Bully Effect, and also at The Bully Effect R on Twitter. And I have connections to Frank himself. Frank, thank you so much for being a guest here on The Bully Effect. I think you're amazing, and I love these two songs. And I'm sure we're going to have you back again to play even more for our listeners out there.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. It's a good thing you're doing with your show here.
Well, yeah, it's almost 4 years here for The Bully Effect. And stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where we have Anastasia Richardson. She will be live here on The Bully Effect. Until then, don't be a victim. Be a voice and let your voice be heard. And also, break those chains.